Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I had a chance to go honor a fellow officer that had his life was cut short. Great man, Ray Griffin, and just a great officer. I believe 30 years he worked with in law enforcement.
Wow.
He's just one of those. I mean, the lines were so long. The lines were so long at visitation, but you go in to spend and honor him and the viewing and different things that people call that throughout the nation. But they're so long. It came from where he was, out of that place, around down hallways, back into another place where somebody else would be having a viewing for another loved one. Out of that, another turn, all the way back down and down again. And this was probably about an hour into it.
Wow.
And so it just, that's how much he's affected. I mean, he's just so many friends. Ray, I mean, it's this real sad moment, you know, for so many of us that lost a good friend. But as Neil Forrester, his close friend, was saying that, you know, he had talked with Ray, and we know where Ray is right now. Mm-hmm. And his wife, Priscilla, I just want you to know we're praying for you. And our hearts go out to you, and the love still stays. You know, we're still standing with you. As you can see, we're everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. That one guy said. And we're just praying for the family, and we just thank you, Lord, for Ray's life. Mm-hmm. And all the citizens in Escambia County, for example, that he had tirelessly, you know, kept everybody safe. Think about that. This is a hero. We honor our heroes that come back from war, and that's right. But understand, law enforcement, every single night, every single day, every single morning, they're out there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're out there doing that for you. And when their life comes to an end, when their candle goes out here, you know, we want to honor them and thank them and thank their family, because it's pretty interesting being a spouse of a law enforcement officer. I remember sitting there coming to the house one night for dinner or something. Donna fixed me dinner, and you know, you get used to all the, you know, you don't need to watch anything scary or anything. It's on the radio all day long, and you carry your radio with you. And I'd came in, and Donna had some food ready, so I drove in a hurry. My cruiser sat down and was going to eat, and just put my radio on the table like you do, and so you can hear what's going on. And I'm just eating, going, this food's good. I looked over her, she's like biting her fingernails and everything. I was like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh. There was somebody that had a burglar going on. The officers were already there en route, and she was in her closet. And she's, I hear him coming up the stairs. And Donna was just beside herself and realized it's not good to come home with radio and create, you know, kind of tension around the house, right?
Wow.
And I'm like eating up and stuff. It's like, this is just everyday, you know, life. And that's what they do. Law enforcement stand up for us. And it's kind of hard to, if you've never been in law enforcement or never been really connected to them, that, they're special people. And this is what the Lord says. The Word of God says, blessed are the peacemakers. And the original name for law enforcement were peace officers. They're there to be able to ensure the peace.
Keep the peace.
You know, and then the Bobby thing came out of Europe, and then the police officer. But it was a peace, you know. And when a good law enforcement officer shows up, you know, peace should be the ramifications of their presence. Which means sometimes, hey, the one who wouldn't be peaceful...
Has to be helped out a little bit.
We'll see you in about 5 to 10 years. And but it's rehabilitation. God loves you. We'll come visit you and see how things are going. But I just want to give a big shout out to all of our law enforcement out there. It was so cool to see Lee Wasden. You know, it's so hard. Lee Wasden was the officer on the cover of Don Parker's book that said, "You're under arrest. I'm not kidding." You know, a humorous book about Don Parker's life. And it was just his life in law enforcement. Like somebody went in to kick a door in, you know, the old fashioned way you kick a door in, and his foot, the door was so rotted, his foot stuck through the door, and his leg was in the door, and he couldn't get out. And so here they are with this bad scene. He's like, my leg's stuck in the door. It's not like the movies. It's not like the movies at all. And he tells all these stories, and it's just really funny. But that was Lee, because Lee was like that big, you know, bulked up dude. He's a little bit not bulked up anymore. But his stories are hilarious, man. Wow. Just listening to the guys and what's going on. So I want to give a shout out to all of the fellow and lady officers that are out there today, that our hearts go out to Ray. His funeral is today. And just honoring him. You know, he was in traffic. He's probably one of the ones you've seen that escorted other people with in the South. They actually escort the funerals and honor the citizens. You know, they don't do that up north.
No.
But
no.
Northerners come down like, what is going on here? Is that a parade or something? No, this is a funeral.
So we stopped here? Very nice honoring thing. You can't really do that in big cities, but.
Right. Especially in New York back in the 70s. Yeah. Like, you never would have went anywhere because there would be a funeral every 5 minutes for the things that were going on back then, but not now. Not now. Disney actually owns 33rd or
whatever.
42nd Street. Disney didn't own it while I was there.
What did you? That's another program.
Yeah, that's a totally another program, man. That's a totally another program. You can read it at meetmyfather.org when you see et cetera. But we just want to give a big shout out to all of our law enforcement out there. Thank you for what you're doing and keeping us safe. I mean, you know, being willing to do what's right, to walk through that thin line of, you know, will the community support me in this decision, and will the jury realize I'm for the community, or think be in a different light of that? And it's just a real tense place to be. That's where I learned how to be a minister. Isn't it true that you planned? I didn't plan. Wait, in their defenses and stuff. You know, it's like, oh, come on.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi. Over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.